Hi, I'm Susan Schofer, your certified divorce coach and custody ally. This module is about dating again. Dating again? I'm a divorce coach. I'm talking about dating again. Well, I really want to talk about dating while you're still married or going through a divorce. I'm always amazed that people go through a divorce. They're exhausted. They can barely move. They are challenged. They're frightened, and they start a new relationship. So I want to spend time in this module addressing the issues of dating again. More importantly, when to date, when not to date, when to introduce new partners to your children if you do have children, the importance of having some respite between one relationship into another. It's exhausting getting divorced. Let's face it, it is arduous. It's exhausting. Starting a new relationship is also exhausting. So I want to talk about the choreography of dating while you're still married, which I will address in this module, as well as starting a new relationship after your divorce. So let's get started. One of the questions I get asked all the time, and that is, Susan, when can I date again? I'm a certified divorce coach. I am not a dating coach, so I'm not the one to give dating advice, so I'm not going to give any here. What I am going to talk about is dating while you're still married and dating while you're going through a divorce and what happens after you get divorced. When do you start again? What's it like to be out there again? You may have been divorced after 35 years of marriage. Things have really changed out there in the dating world. Or maybe you met your spouse in high school or college, you've been married 10 years, and now the world of dating has changed so much with dating apps, you just don't know where to begin. Maybe you've been separated 3 months and you think you've met the love of your life, somebody new, and it's exciting and it's different, and you felt like you've never felt before, and you just feel as though you're in love. I'd like to touch on all of these issues. So let's start with something that I think is fundamental. And that is, should you date while you are going through a divorce? A wise attorney once said to me, no one should date until the ink dries on the divorce decree. I think there are no truer words spoken, because the truth is, going through a divorce is exhausting. It's emotionally draining. It's horrifying, it's frightening, it's sad. And you will go through so many emotions. I can't even begin to tell you how many emotions you will go through. Starting a new relationship, that also has its challenges. You're meeting a new person. You're trying to figure out, are you compatible? Do you have the same interests? What about going out? How do you schedule dating? How do you schedule in, if you have children, how do you schedule in time to be with each other? The choreography of dating in and of itself is so complicated. Throw in divorce while you're dating, it's just overwhelming. As I've talked in other modules about taking care of yourself, dating while going through a divorce is a way to exhaust yourself. It's exhausting. I know you may tell me about your best friend was getting a divorce and 3 months into it, she met the love of her life and now they've been married 30 years. I get it. We all hear stories like that. I can tell you more of the nightmare stories. I can tell you the stories of somebody who met somebody 6 months into their divorce, decided to pack up and move to another state to follow him, ended up forfeiting her children and she hasn't seen them since. And that was 15 years ago. I can tell you stories about somebody who met somebody right after she got divorced. I mean, like a week later, fell in love. He was the greatest guy. Turned out he was a con man and had two wives in other states and conned her out of all of her money, including her retirement account. And bankruptcy was the only place she could turn. So let's talk about dating again. It doesn't matter how lonely you are. It doesn't matter how much you want adult companionship. You have to date smart, especially if you have children involved, especially if you're still married. being married and dating is a bad bet. And let me tell you why. Statistically, and this is statistics, and we have to take statistics with a grain of salt, but statistically, the majority of marriages, or at least 50% of them, don't even make it to the courthouse. People talk about getting divorced all the time, and they just don't do it, or they do get to the courthouse. And the day they get there, they begin to walk up the courthouse steps. They realize, wait a minute, what are we doing? We don't want to get a divorce. We love each other. We'll work it out. Everything's great. No, 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 we can't do this. And they decide to stay together. Now, does that marriage work forever? I don't know. But again, statistically, many divorces, almost half, don't make it to the actual divorce. So let's take a look at this a little further. Let's say you and your husband or you and your wife split up because, well, you just weren't spending time together. He was working too much, or she was too involved with her friends. You started to drift apart and you just thought, well, we can't make it work. We are going to get a divorce. And then one of you decides during the divorce journey to get a boyfriend or get a girlfriend. That doesn't work out, and you decide to connect back up, not get divorced. Now you have something else on the table, and that's called an infidelity. It's a rare occasion where the spouse who did not have another love interest during this journey can say, well, you know what? We were separated, so what if you were having sex with somebody else? I don't really care. I can look over that. It takes a very strong-minded, open-minded, not jealous person to feel that way. And I commend somebody for feeling that way. But here's what really happens in most cases. And that is the person who didn't have the relationship lets their spouse know it. They cheated. They lied. How could they be with somebody? They envision them having wild sex. Better than ever, better than they can imagine. Do they compare up to that person? It really does lay burden on a marriage that's already in trouble. So I always look at why go that way? Why even do that? Don't do it while you are still married. The other part I want you to look at is if there are children involved. If there are children involved and you are spending a lot of times with a boyfriend or girlfriend, that could be used against you during your divorce. Your spouse may claim you're not home, you love the new person more than you love the children. There are so many things you can be accused of. I'm not saying that it's true. More than likely it's not, but they can use that against you. Do you want to have to defend yourself? You have to defend yourself already in so many ways. Your life is an open book. You're vulnerable. You feel as though you can't hide anywhere. With divorce, is so much exposure. Your bank accounts. Who have you dated? Your love life. I mean, do you really want to talk about a boyfriend or girlfriend? Do you want it brought up in court? And you may say, well, look, these are modern times. People date. Hey, you know what? I get it. I had somebody once say to me, well, hey, I go on dating sites and like everybody there separated. Okay. Doesn't make it right. If everybody gets out on the road and has a few beers and gets in a car and drive, doesn't make it right. So I want you to consider maybe putting off the dating until after the divorce. Allow yourself to go through the journey without any baggage, without anything holding you down, without anybody helping you make decisions other than solid ones that you have to make for yourself. If you meet somebody and you think it's worth it, they will wait until that ink dries on your decree. I've heard many nightmare stories, but I want to share one with you that is actually in the Divorce Recovery Ladder guidebook that you can read on your own since you get a copy of it with this program. But I'd like to share it with you because it really resonates with me. And it is one of the saddest stories I ever heard. A woman by the name of Abigail, and she was such a wonderful, wonderful mother. But she lost her daughter in what I think is probably the most cruel custody battle I'd ever seen in my career. So she had a few dinner dates with a very nice man while she was going through her divorce. But it turns out that her ex-husband, he created some kind of insane plot against her, that she was a negligent mother, she wasn't home. He was so, so vindictive. Abigail met the man that she went on these two dinner dates with at an Italian cooking class. They met up at the restaurant both times and left in their own cars. And yet her husband was able to somehow create her as some kind of harlot. She lost custody. I don't want that for you. Save the dating until the ink dries on the divorce decree. If you have children, envision what would happen if you lost them. How would you feel? Think forward and then think backwards. How would you feel if the man you're dating or the woman you're dating, who you're so in love with, you think they're the greatest thing since the sliced bread, but they look that good to you if you lost your children because of them? If the answer is yes, by all means, just go ahead and date. But if the answer is no, you may want to reconsider the relationship, because nothing should stand in the way of you and your children. And dating somebody could, not saying they will, but could create a problem for you when it comes time for your divorce. And even more so, maybe with your custody. If your spouse doesn't like your new love interest or feels as though they are the reason that you're splitting up, even if it's not, they may get more custody than you. You may get visitation. I don't know. I can't tell you exactly what will happen, but I'm telling you what could happen and what to avoid. Whether the ink dries on the decree or not, if there are children involved, I want you to think about a couple things, and that is your children. Your children and how they will fare if you get a divorce. How will they fare if you're dating someone? Divorce fractures families. Children see their parents as a unit. Even though one is mom, one is dad, or they have two moms or two dads, they see the parents as a unit. When that unit is fractured, children go through a grieving process. They may hold up a bold front for you. They may appear as though nothing's wrong, everything's okay. They may smile on their way to school. They may happily go out with their friends, but deep down somewhere, they're in pain and they are hurting. Mom and dad aren't together all the time. The children are being torn, whether it's being done purposefully or not. And I don't mean with parental alienation. I just mean the fact that now they have two houses. One is a house, one is an apartment. The drive to school used to be around the corner. Now it's 35 minutes away every week, on, off the other house. I mean, it gets very confusing to children. And then you bring somebody else into their lives. And your spouse may have a love interest also. And you may think this person is absolutely the most amazing person you've ever met in your life. You're madly in love, and your kids have to love them too. But the truth is, they may not. They may not. And if they don't, then what happens? You want to make sure that when you introduce your children to your new love interest, you know that that is Miss or Mr. Right, and not Miss or Mr. Right Now. I can't guarantee whoever you're dating is going to be, quote, the one, end quote. But I want you to consider where you are in this journey. If you just got divorced 2 weeks ago and now you're on Match.com or OkCupid or whatever, and you just met somebody 2 weeks ago and, oh my goodness, they're absolutely gorgeous. You have so much in common. You laugh at the same jokes. You like the same television shows. You even went to the same high school but were different years. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You just can't believe it. They're like the perfect. You can't wait for your kids to meet them. Try not to. Because what you are feeling right now is more than likely is lust. And all those endorphins running through your body, and you're so excited. And now you're getting attention from somebody after months and maybe years of your spouse putting you down, calling you ugly, you're not worth anything. You feel like a queen now. This person makes you feel wonderful, but you know nothing about them. They could be the consummate narcissist, and they're just playing you. Or they could be a genuine, amazing person. But 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, that's not the time to know. And that surely is not the time to introduce them to young children, especially children who may get attached to them. Because what happens if your children get attached to them and it doesn't work out? Didn't your children just have a loss with the divorce? Your spouse and you no longer live together. They're being shuffled from one home to another. They're trying to figure out, well, who's picking me up when? Who's going to take me to the orthodontist? Who's picking me up from soccer? And now you have this new love interest that you're hanging all over. Oh my gosh, aren't they wondering? You're cooing and oogling each other. They go to dinner with you and the kids. They come to your house. Your children want to sit in the family room and watch TV, but no. Your new boyfriend or girlfriend likes their show on Wednesday nights at 8, and your children take a back seat to that. Think about what you're doing. Put your children first. They need you to put them first right now. It's a rough patch for them. If you date somebody and after 5, 6 months, you're going, you know what? We're committed to each other. We both took our profiles down, and I've met his family, and it's time for him to meet mine, and we're talking about a future. It's a safer bet. And even at that, limit the time your children have with them. Because here's the thing, you love this person. You're having a great time. You're with them. You know everything about them. But for your child, this is a new person in their space. They're trying to figure them out. Let them have their space. So even when you bring your new person around the children, this isn't the time to bring them over, sleep over, spend a whole weekend, and you all go to the zoo, and then the next day you go here. No. Little doses. Let your children take this person in and let them do it in their space. I want to close this section of this module with, well, what happens when you get divorced? You've waited in maybe a year, 6 months, a year. Now you want to tip your toes into the dating world. What can your ex do about it? Well, the answer to that is absolutely nothing. You're an adult. You're allowed to date. You've been divorced a while, and now you are starting to get out there again, and that's okay. However, still remember the kids. Remember the children. You don't want them to have any more loss than they already do. You don't want them to get connected to somebody who may not be who you think they are. Put the children first. What I've done here in this module is a little questionnaire. Just something to ask, a couple questions to ask yourself to see if you're really ready to date. So let's go through those in this module, starting with, do you still think about your ex-spouse daily? If you are still pining for your ex-spouse and you think about getting together and you fantasize about what life would be like if you had another chance and you really still love them, this may not be the time to date. And the reason I say that is you need to get over your spouse. The person that you meet next should come in with a clean slate. Very often I hear with clients is something like, I started to date this guy and oh my gosh, women are cheaters, they're liars, they're cheaters, and he thinks I'm going to cheat. Susan, I've never cheated on anybody in my life. I was married for 22 years. I married my high school sweetheart. I never cheated on him. But my new boyfriend, he thinks I'm a cheater. That's an example of they still think about their spouse and they're not ready. Just not ready. Make sure you are before you subject somebody to your baggage. Another thing to ask yourself is, do you envision reuniting with your ex-spouse? If you keep thinking that one day you and your spouse are getting together, or now your ex-spouse are getting together, you won't open the door fairly for somebody else to walk in. Because it's not about that they have big shoes to fill. Your ex-husband or ex-wife have not stepped out of the shoes. So make sure that you are completely done. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have a soft spot in your heart or you don't remember some of the good years along with the bad ones. But you have to be concerned about wishful thinking. And if you really want to go back with your ex-spouse, and if you do, you're not ready to date. Another question to ask yourself, are you looking for someone with personality traits like your ex-spouse? Be careful of that. They often say, they, whoever they are, is that you end up with the similar kind of person. I can't tell you how many people I talk to who say, I don't get this. I just keep finding the same guy. Well, because you keep going after the same guy. Take some time to figure out the personality traits you liked in your ex and the ones you didn't like. And don't try to recreate your spouse in another person. That will set you up for disappointment. You want to meet somebody who is genuine of their own accord. And if you're not in that place to look at somebody new with fresh eyes, then you're not ready to date. Now, I want to flip to the other side of the equation, and that is, do you want to meet somebody completely the opposite of your ex-spouse? That can be rocky water because you look at all the things you don't like about your ex-spouse, and then you're damned that you are not going to meet anybody like that. In fact, you're going to go the complete opposite. So here's a story I want to share. I met a man once who he always dated nurses. He dated like seven or eight nurses in his entire life. Nurses. He finally got married to one. They had really tumultuous marriage, landed in divorce, and he decided, I am going to date somebody completely different than what I've dated. So he went out and dated an attorney. She was nothing like the nurses he had dated, complete opposite. He said, I couldn't have found more opposite women if I tried. Well, actually, he tried. That's what he was after. No more nurses, no more caring, loving, compassionate people. And I'm not saying lawyers can't be compassionate. I know many that are compassionate, but he sought out one who wasn't and had a miserable relationship. And so I asked him, why did he look for the complete opposite? He said, well, I'm not going to look what I was married to. I wanted to make sure that I married somebody completely opposite. Well, that comes down to, we're going into the extreme. Don't necessarily have to be the complete opposite. That may throw you into, as I said, rocky water. You want to find somebody you're compatible with. So it's not about looking for somebody with personality traits just like your ex, or personality traits that are exactly opposite of your ex. If you're going in either direction, you are not ready to date. Another question I want you to ask yourself, if you're a woman and you date men, do you believe now that all men are bad? They're horrible. They're liars. They're tools. They're cheaters. They're manipulators. They're players. They're the worst. And if you are a man dating a woman, do you believe that all women are slutty, they play men, they're gold diggers, they're just looking for husbands, they just want to spend your money? And if you're same-sex relationships, do you see the qualities that I'm talking about? For example, you think that all women that you date, if it's a same-sex woman, all women are cheaters, liars, they don't want to be sexual after a year of being together. And if you're in two men relationships, do you feel like he's going to play? He's you know, gets out there more and has relationships with other men. Is he able to be faithful? You don't want to categorize. You don't want to categorize people. And if you were at a place where you start dating, and let's say you're a woman, and you feel like every single man that you meet is a liar and a cheater, and you got to watch for that, you will run into liars and cheaters. There are liars and cheaters out there. I won't kid you. They're out there and they're just waiting to deceive and betray whoever they're dating. But guess what else? There's some really nice people out there who had bad divorces or okay divorces or lost their spouse to death. And all they want is a really nice relationship. And they don't lie and they don't cheat. They're out there. But if you have the bad attitude that everybody out there is that, well, chances of finding the good guy or the good gal, good woman, I should say gal, is not going to be easy because you're coming in with a bad attitude. Once you feel like the world is your oyster, there's good and bad in anything, in everybody, then you will be more open to a healthy relationship. And that's what you want. Remember, you've just got divorced or you've been divorced a year or two or three. You don't want to have or make the same mistakes. So really look over this checklist and determine, are you really ready? Another question to ask yourself, are you just dating for sex? Big question to ask yourself. Are you looking for a real relationship or are you looking for a sexual relationship? And those are very different types of groupings, so to speak. So if you're just looking for sex, then don't go out there, tell somebody they're in a relationship with you when all you want to do is have sex with them and you're using them. Not fair. A big question to ask yourself when getting back out there in the dating world is, are you driven by anger? Are you doing this just to get back at your ex-spouse? Your ex-spouse cheated when you were married. Now he's got a girlfriend and you just want to find somebody, anybody that you can date to prove, look at me. I have a boyfriend. I'm amazing. He thinks I'm wonderful. Because if he comes to the relationship with that job, you're giving him a job. And that job is to show your ex-husband up. That's not fair. He comes in, he's an innocent person, he thinks he's in a relationship with you, he likes you, maybe he's falling in love with you, and all you are doing is parading him around to make your ex-spouse jealous. Not cool. So if you're going into it for that, stop yourself, don't do it. You're not ready to date. The final question I want you to ask yourself when you think about going back out in the dating world, are you feeling needy and you want somebody to take care of you? Are you like, well, I don't like to be home alone at night. I just can't. I hear all the noises outside and I'm so scared. I just have to have somebody. And I just want somebody to take care of the bills and clean the house. It's just too much. And I have to make dinner every night. If you're whining in your mind, you don't have to say it outward. But if you're getting really needy and you just want somebody to take care of you, I get that. We all want that sometimes. How many times have you thought, I have to do the laundry. I wish somebody else could do it. Or anything else. We all get needy. However, it's one thing to get needy and just go, I wish somebody could just take care of the lawn. I don't want to. Versus, I need to find a nice guy to take care of this lawn. There's a big difference. So you want to make sure that you are truly ready to date. If you check off one or any of these questions as your current circumstances, you are not ready to date. Take some time. Give yourself some time. Because here's the thing. You went through a divorce. Do you really want a divorce again? Do you want another bad relationship? Of course not. You want to meet somebody who's your best friend, your lover, your soulmate. You want this to be the last person you have to date. So make it worth your while. When you get out there to start dating, don't go with a mission. This next guy I date, he better be my next husband. Or if you're a man, that woman I met, she's gorgeous. I'm going to introduce her to my kids and they can call her mom. No. Go out there, have fun. Date as much as you want. Be careful. Practice safe sex if you're being sexual with somebody. Enjoy yourself. Take this time to learn about yourself. Reinvent yourself. figure out what it is you want. What do you want in a relationship? Look at your past mistakes. What were you willing to accept that you won't accept now? Have your eyes wide open. Make it fun. Meet a lot of people. Dating is a numbers game. You'll meet somebody. It doesn't have to be now. Enjoy. And good luck as you tiptoe back into the dating world.